Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Charges in Loudoun County after 100 dogs, cats, and rabbits are found in deplorable conditions. I'm Sandy Kozell.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them.
Springing into summer safety with your pet, I'm Gigi Barnett.
Trying for best 2 out of 3 for the Nats and the Orioles, 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has signed a debt ceiling bill into law and a default crisis has been averted. But many conservative House Republicans oppose the bill. Colorado Representative Ken Buck on CNN explained why.
There are a lot of people in the House and a lot of representatives in the House Freedom Caucus that want to make sure that we don't spend more money than we have and that we don't spend ourselves into a really bad situation.
The bill freezes spending and raises the debt ceiling for 2 years. Pope Francis praying for the dead and injured after India's massive train derailment. The BBC's Arkana Sukla says investigations are underway to find out what caused that crash.
A fault in the electronic signal system designed to stop trains colliding may have led to the rail disaster. Pressure is also mounting on the government to abandon its flagship program of introducing more high-speed trains and instead focus on safety.
The derailment has killed around 300 people and injured hundreds more. Another escalation of tensions between the U.S. and China as a Chinese warship came within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to reporters about it.
I call upon the PRC's leadership to really do the right things to rein in that kind of conduct, because I think accidents can happen that could cause things to spiral out of control.
Late last month, an American surveillance plane over the South China Sea was shaken by turbulence caused by a Chinese fighter jet that darted in front of it. Wildfires in Nova Scotia, Canada. Jason Dane and his family had to flee their home in Stillwater.
I've lived here 25 years in this province and I've never seen anything like it. It's the worst, probably most destructive fire in the history of the province in terms of the number of properties destroyed, the number of people displaced, the area burned.
The wildfires began last month, impacting air quality in parts of the Northeast United States. Bills safety Damar Hamlin kicked off a multi-city tour at his home stadium to distribute medical equipment and promote the CPR techniques that saved his life in January.
You know, growing up playing sports, I never really remember ever thinking about, you know, CPR training. As we learned from my personal experience, it is very important and it is life-changing.
6 months ago, Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated on the field during a game. NBC Meet the Press host and moderator Chuck Todd says he'll step down this year after 9 years hosting the public affairs talk show.
I'm really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade and frankly the last 15 plus years that I've been here at NBC.
Kristen Welker will succeed him. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 11 at 3 on Sunday, June 4th. 63 degrees. It'll be turning sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Morning, I'm Sandy Kozell with the top local stories we're following this hour. A welfare check in Landover leads to the arrest of a mother and daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
After an attempted shooting on a bus last month, Prince George's County's Bus Drivers Union is calling on the school system to beef up security.
When you look at security across all Prince George's County work sites, it's seriously lacking.
Local 2250 Union President Martin Diggs says his drivers and everyone in the Prince George's County school system needs to be better protected.
I believe that they need to have more than just a bus driver on that bus. They need to have additional aides on the bus.
He says what happened to Natalie Brower, the driver who witnessed three suspects board and attempt to shoot a student on her vehicle, will keep happening unless there's greater oversight and presence.
Because if they get hurt and they're driving the bus, they have to be transported in an ambulance. Who's going to stay with the kids on the bus?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A now-closed animal rescue organization in Loudoun County is accused of mistreating animals. The former operators of the Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Round Hill, Virginia, are facing numerous charges after an animal cruelty investigation found more than 100 animals living in filthy, unhealthy conditions. Investigators say that at the home of 51-year-old Kimberly Hall and 22-year-old Alex Hall, who ran the operation along with 50-year-old Nicole Metz, the floors were covered with feces and urine, with most of the animals confined in stacked crates. Many of the animals needed veterinary care. Text messages reportedly revealed that Metz and Hall brought some of the pets from outside the state, including cats with diseases and dogs that had attacked other dogs, claiming they'd been found as strays. Well, the warmer weather can sneak up on us quickly, sometimes a little too fast for the safety of our pets. Vets are reminding you to get your furry friends ready for the heat now.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85-degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Dr. Eag says pay close attention to symptoms of heat stroke, which can be deadly for some pets. Signs include heavy panting, a bright or dark red tongue, and lethargy. There's a shortage of lifeguards across the nation. It's forced swimming pools in our area to come up with new recruitment methods.
Like many pools, the Greenbelt Aquatic Center is actively hiring. Coordinator Cynthia Brown tells WTOP, in addition to young adults, she's reaching out to retirees who may have been lifeguards years ago and also those who may have considered the job at one time and could be interested. She emphasizes you don't have to be a perfect swimmer, just have the desire to learn and be available. The Vienna-based American Lifeguard Association says across the country, about half of the nation's 309,000 public pools could be forced to close their doors or reduce hours. Greenbelt facility is keeping hours stable, but recruiting is a top priority. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
From battling mosquitoes to organizing the garage, homeowners have a few chores to do at the start of summer.
To reduce the mosquito population, eliminate their habitat. Mosquitoes lay eggs in still water, so empty any standing water around the yard in toys, plastic tarps, or buckets. The Washington Post's home maintenance checklist for summer also recommends cleaning out the garage. Besides getting rid of things you don't need, also properly dispose of unneeded hazardous materials, including paints and pesticides. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A change is coming to Meet the Press. Moderator Chuck Todd is passing the baton on to fellow NBC colleague Kristen Welker. She'll take over in September. Coming up after traffic and weather, Gen Z is changing the auction business. It's 11:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, on the outer loop between Greenbelt and College Park, crash cleanup continues from the tractor trailer that caught fire and split in half. Bobcat still shoveling up the produce out of the roadway. You stay in two lanes to the left in order to get by on the outer loop at Route 1 College Park, exit number 25. Most folks we see are opting right now to take the BW Parkway, which is sluggish on the northbound side between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road as a result of the crash on the outer loop, with the only two left lanes getting by near Route 1 College Park. Otherwise, no other problems on the Beltway in Maryland. Looking pretty good on the Beltway in Virginia as well, except for the inner loop starting to slow down, approaching Tyson's and Route 7, headed toward the, at this point, the Georgetown Pike. Once you get toward the American Legion Bridge, you should be in better shape going across. Northbound and southbound on the George Washington Parkway between the Beltway and 123, still with a single lane getting you by the long-term work zone there. I-95 southbound on the brakes as you leave Lorton, headed across the Occoquan down to 123, briefly some delays as you leave Dumfries headed toward Triangle. If you're traveling in Woodbridge, it was the Prince William Parkway westbound after Minneville Road. The crash reported to be near Elm Farm Road.
You may be under police direction there. It's possibly along the right side of the roadway. Otherwise, traveling across 123, a southbound direction going across the Occoquan River. Keep in mind, the Craft Festival and Riverfest is the last day today. So expect heavier than normal volume on 123 if you're headed down toward Occoquan. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Highs today around 76 degrees. Lows tonight back down to 56. We'll likely have some suburbs down to the upper 40s by tomorrow morning. Highs tomorrow around 82. Tuesday, it's up to 85. Wednesday, I've got 83 degrees. And then slightly cooler by the end of the work week, around 80 degrees on Thursday and Friday. Next weekend, looking a little warmer. Temperatures on their way up to 90 by Sunday, which could set the stage for some rain chances by the following week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
It's 67 degrees in Georgetown, 64 in Leesburg. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. It's 11:10. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Andrew O'Day.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. When you think of high-end auction houses, you may think of this.
$400,000 is bid, $450,000.
And while that still happens, a lot more bidding for collectibles is now done online.
90% of all of the bids that we took across our auctions last year were either online or on our app.
Sotheby's CEO Charles Stewart says that's versus 40% of bids made online or an app in 2019. The pandemic accelerated the trend, but it's showing no signs of fading because of young people.
No surprise that younger people are more comfortable bidding online and on their app.
Stewart tells Bloomberg that although they're not even out of their 20s, Gen Zers already are transforming how auctions are done and what items are offered.
I think Gen Z is interested in things that are unique.
That includes more stuff related to pop culture than ever before, such as memorabilia from music, movies, and
sports collectibles, game-worn sports collectibles.
Ensuring that in some form at least
$1 million. Thank you,
the bidders
sir.
Will keep on bidding. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Andrew O'Day on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a WTOP car review of the new Honda Accord. It's 11:11.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh, yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please. Back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for 2 unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top 3 carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Coming up, another game for the Nats against the Phillies this afternoon at Nats Park. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Is your agency ready for the digital future? Supercharge your digital transformation with GDIT's Digital Accelerators. Tap into the benefits of cyber, AI, and cloud with rapidly deployable solutions tailored to your agency's unique mission. Propel your mission forward with GDIT's Digital Accelerators. Learn more at GDIT.com. That's GDIT.com. GDIT.com.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 11:15. I'm Sandy Kozell. Thanks for being with us. Now the WTOP Car Review as we look at the new Honda Accord. WTOP Car Guy Mike Paris joined Dimitri Sotis to look at this revamped sedan.
Well, it's got a new look now. The new front end, it's kind of carrying the design from the other Honda products. Looks a little bit more upscale, too, especially with the version I drove, which had some big 19-inch wheels and a little bit in the blue paint. So it kind of stands out more than maybe the Accord did just last year.
So there's your appearance. What about the feel of the car as you drive it? Does it match that sleek, new, upscale experience?
Well, Honda's always been one of the better driving midsize sedans. Usually, most midsize sedans are pretty much like driving a refrigerator. You don't get much feedback or anything, where the Honda Accord does give you feedback. But now it's a little bit more upscale. Drive. It's a lot more plush than maybe it was just a couple of years ago. So maybe it trades some of that sport for a better highway ride.
Is there any environmental element here, like a hybrid engine, or are we talking about a straight ahead gas burning car here?
They make two versions, the all-gas version, and the one I drove was a hybrid, which gets you another 12 horsepower over the normal gas version. So it does give you a little bit better performance, and the gas mileage is really good. A lot of stop-and-go traffic I was in, I was getting over 50 miles per gallon for the week. I was in the mid to upper 40s. So, yeah, it's a very fuel-efficient vehicle.
We have been discussing how hard it is to buy a car. You got the high interest rates. You got low inventory. The price of this one, I would say, is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, especially if you get the all-gas version. It's under $30,000, but if you get the hybrid touring like I did, it quickly gets to about $40,000, which is a good chunk of change, even in today's market.
What else should we say here, positives and drawbacks?
Well, positives is it's very large inside. You can fit five people in there, no problem. And you know what? They can bring their luggage because the trunk's very big, too. And the interior's a lot better than it was before, so it's a little bit more comfortable. And on the downsides, yeah, that's nearly $40,000 for a Honda Accord. I never thought they would come where we'd see something that expensive. And maybe it's not quite as fun to drive as the last one.
That's WTOP Car Guy Mike Paris. Read more and see pictures of the new Honda Accord at WTOP.com. Search Car Review. Plant-based entries, rather entrees, heart-healthy options, and fresh locally sourced ingredients at Silver Diner. It's lunch redefined. WTOP presents Free Lunch Friday, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter for your chance to win at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch. Free Lunch Friday applicable to dine-in lunch only at participating locations. Quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting dangerous aerial intercepts over the South China Sea. A Chinese fighter jet recently flew what the U.S. says was in an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near an American military destroyer. Talks resume Monday in D.C. between package giant UPS and the Teamsters Union over a new five-year contract. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Expect heavy volume delays on the outer loop between Greenbelt and College Park. Still with two left lanes getting you by the crash cleanup that involved the produce tractor trailer, which caught fire and split in half. We see the Bobcats trying to clean up the debris, so you stay in two lanes to the left in order to get by. Northbound BW Parkway taking a hit as a result of the outer loop delays. Northbound, you are slow as you approach the Beltway, headed up to and past Powder Mill Road. Still getting reports that 201 is also clogged up as well. If you're traveling anywhere near Greenbelt, traveling on I-95 is in good shape. Things are clear if you're traveling on 270. Interloop slowdowns approaching New Hampshire Avenue, off and on toward the ramps to go northbound onto I-95. Traveling Route 50 across the Bay Bridge, westbound three lanes west and two lanes east, running without any kind of delay right now. In Virginia, you're clear on the Beltway as you leave McLean headed toward Alexandria on the outer loop, but interloop slowdowns leaving I-66 headed up to and past the Dulles Toll Road. That's where the construction takes a takes you through a little twist and turn there, and folks are slowing down as a result. No problems on I-95, however, southbound delays, leaving Lorton headed across the Occoquan and down 123. In Woodbridge, it was westbound on the Prince William Parkway after Minneville Road. Minor crash reported to be near the light at Elm Farm Road. Northbound I-95 and I-395 in great shape between Fredericksburg and the 14th Street Bridge. Your express lanes are pointed in the northbound direction. Jiffy Lube service centers keep you moving. From oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services, visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
And let's check in now with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
A lot of sunshine out there this afternoon. We had some clouds this morning, but those are decreasing, and we're going to see, again, that sun for the afternoon and for the next several days. A few passing clouds. The forecast is on repeat with highs in the low 80s starting tomorrow through Friday. Then by Sunday, a week from today, we could be pushing 90 degrees. Unfortunately, still no rain in that forecast. We really need the rain, over a 6-inch deficit now at Reagan National Airport. Today will be the coolest day with a high temperature of 76. Tonight, we're down to 55, which means the suburbs likely down to the upper 40s by tomorrow morning. Temperatures now, we're at 66 at Reagan National, 65 over in Tyson, 66 at Dulles, 64 now Gaithersburg.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, we bring you our June entertainment guide. It's 1120.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. It is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be auto mechanics. If you have a car to donate, please donate to Vehicles for Change at vehiclesforchange.org. Your car will be transformational for a local family.
Do people judge you by your missing or broken teeth? Even worse, do you judge yourself? You should know there is one great solution that can change your life. Cascades One from the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling. Cascades One is a revolutionary full mouth implant solution completed with beautiful teeth in a day created in our on-site lab. We use only the best materials and we never upcharge, all backed up by our amazing guarantee. Change your life. Call 866-25-SLEEP or visit CascadesOne.com.
They said if I got drunk,
what if I did coke,
I'd be one of the guys.
They said meth would help me get through my exams.
They said synthetic drugs would give me a safe high.
They said sniffing glue was no big deal.
Totally safe.
I could party all night.
It would help me forget my problems.
He said he'd love me forever if I smoked crack with him.
They said I wouldn't get hooked after the first hit.
They said weed wouldn't lead to harder drugs.
They lied.
They lied.
They lied.
He lied.
Find out the truth.
The truth about drugs.
Drugfreeworld.org.
Drugfreeworld.org.
This is WTOP News.
At 11:22, President Joe Biden signed the debt ceiling bill into law yesterday, calling it a win for the American people. But as CBS's Wendy Gillette reports, Republicans running to be the next president have a different interpretation.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's running for the GOP presidential nomination, wasn't so charitable.
You know, in Florida, we run budget surpluses.
Most of the Republican contenders for president were in Iowa this weekend for the annual Roast and Ride. Former Vice President Mike Pence was also there, riding a motorcycle alongside event host Republican Senator Joni Ernst. He's scheduled to announce his bid for president in Des Moines on Wednesday.
Despite the debt deal, Fitch Ratings says it will still keep the nation's AAA credit rating on negative watch. It says repeated political standoffs and the last-minute deal lower confidence in the federal government. Well, summer is quickly approaching, meaning tons of fun events around town. We're helping you mark your calendars with WTOP's June Entertainment Guide.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Get ready for Ed Sheeran at FedEx Field. John Legend hits Wolf Trap. TLC comes to Jiffy Lube Live. Paramore rocks Capital One Arena. The Kennedy Center stages The Lion King. National Theater presents Hadestown. Darius Rucker hits the anthem and the Atlantis. Natalie Merchant plays the Kennedy Center. And Indiana Jones 5 hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
One movie theater chain is trying to get more kids back in front of the silver screen. AMC Theaters is bringing back their summer movie camp for the first time in 4 years. Select locations will feature 14 popular family movies through the summer at specific times on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Tickets will run as low as $3 for a show for these select shows, and this is happening now through the end of August.
When there's not enough coffee in all of Washington to get you going,
you've got John and Michelle. Woo! Mornings on WTOP News.
It's 11:25.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Jay Brooks.
Good morning, Sandy. The Nats saw their two-game win streak end to the Phillies Saturday. 4-2 was the final. Phil's ending a five-game losing skid. Here's manager Dave Martinez on the lack of offense for the Nats.
We couldn't get the offense going today. I thought McKenzie threw the ball well, made a couple mistakes, but other than that, he was around the zone all day and gave us a good six innings.
Series finales, Trevor Williams will get the 135 start in the rubber game. Last net series one over Philly was back on June 22nd and 23 of the year 2021. Interleague action from yesterday. Baltimore shut out by the Giants 4-0. Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde says the team ran into former Baltimore hurler Alex Cobb.
And the last couple of years, his stuff is back to where it was in the Tampa days, and he's throwing the ball extremely well right now.
A 4:05 start this afternoon in the series finale as Tyler Wells throws for the O's. College baseball NCAA tournament regionals. After a nearly five-hour weather delay, Maryland was trounced by Wake Forest 21-6 yesterday. Virginia 2, East Carolina 1. George Mason over Northeastern 11-3. And West Virginia beating Ball State 13-5. WNBA, the Mystics gave the Minnesota Lynx their first win on the season after an 80-78 loss as Washington's two-game win streak was snapped, falling to 3-3 on the season. Up next, Washington at Seattle this Friday. Jay Brooks, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, we'll tell you about the escalating tensions between the U.S. and China. It's 11:26.
An orthopedic surgeon makes understanding pain painless.
It's the biggest frustration that patients have.
This is Dr. Pamela Mehta, talking about aches with unexpected origins.
I see patients with pain in their knees.